shame they're so miserable that they want to ruin it for everyone.
All right, well, we'll just keep talking through them, ignore them. Just highlighting the fact. I don't really like to talk about them, but when they're actively doing this stuff, how can you ignore it? They're just hell-bent on Mike and me, and, you know, they put jammers and cut coaxes and all that crap, so this is their MO. It's them. No question about it, so. Anyways, they'll get caught red-handed doing it one day. Anyways, I fired up the sprinkler system yesterday, Sam. Went around the horn, 8 zones, 40-some-odd heads to make sure they were all firing and working. Sometimes, you know, you get these failures, but I gotta say, the sprinkler system was put in. I don't know that it was designed the best, the layout where they have the heads. It's efficient, but it's been in there since like 2012, and I think I've only had one failure, so it's pretty reliable.
Sounds pretty reliable. Usually people turn on their sprinkler systems and they got to replace 5 heads, you know, because it broke.
Yeah, well, I had one broken elbow underneath in the backyard a couple years ago, but no big deal. Everything else has been pretty good, mild adjustments here or there, you know. It's been pretty reliable. Rainbird. Punter's a pretty good one, too, you know. But whatever, it's all good.